This week in West Virginia history, broadcaster Jack Fleming was born in Morgantown on February 3, 1923. After serving in World War II as a navigator on a B-17, he enrolled in West Virginia University through the GI Bill. In 1947, as a 24-year-old undergrad, Fleming became the voice of the Mountaineers on radio. For much of the next half century, he was a fixture at WVU, announcing football and basketball games. And for 25 of those years, he also was the lead play-by-play announcer for the Pittsburgh Steelers, broadcasting 4 Super Bowls and perhaps the most famous call of his career, Franco Harris's immaculate reception. He took a 3-year break in the early 70s to call games for the NBA's Chicago Bulls, but he was lured back to his main love, WVU. Despite his longtime association with the Pittsburgh Steelers, he didn't hold the same affinity for WVU's leading rival, the Pitt Panthers. In the days leading up to the annual backyard brawl, he could be found in downtown Morgantown waving a Beat Pitt sign at passing motorists. Jack Fleming retired from the broadcast booth in 1993. He died in 2001 at age 77. For more information on Jack Fleming, visit EWV, the West Virginia Encyclopedia, at wvencyclopedia.org. This Week in West Virginia History is a project of the West Virginia Humanities Council and West Virginia Public Broadcasting.